Welcome, everyone. This is Coaching in Session. My name is Michael Reardon, and I will be your Mindset Coach today. And today, we're going to be talking about how to prioritize your day. Now, you might be a person that loves your to-do list. You might be a person that writes everything down, and you have everything planned out accordingly. However, just because you have things on a piece of paper, and you get that endorphin rush from checking it off, oh, I had to walk the dog, check. Oh, I had to do the laundry, check. Oh, I had to go to grocery shopping, check. Yes, you are getting things done, but are you prioritizing the things that need to be done? Now, of course, yes, you need groceries. You need to get food for your refrigerator and for yourself and for the week or whatever. All of that needs to be done. But there's going to be ways that you can delegate most of the things that you're doing right now, or you focus on the things that are more important first, then you are going to prioritize those and then do the less meaningful things later. Because there is an aspect to our to-do list. Sometimes our to-do list is not in order. For example, walking the dog is probably going to be urgent because if you don't walk the dog is going to rip up everything. It's going to pee all over the house. I mean, we have some problems that are going to happen. But yet, when we become a little bit more focused on those to-do lists now, for example, you might say, I want to work on my resume. I want to find a new job. I want to learn how to do a new skill, video editing, software design, security, cybersecurity stuff. That right there can be something that you have in your mind that you want to do, but you don't do it. And most of the times, the things that we need to do that we have that will and that desire for is always going to be met with some distaste. And that distaste that you have is literally stopping you from reaching more in your life, being more than what you are, because you are associating the task with uncomfort or displeasure, when you should be saying this task is going to lead to something better. So when we look at our to-do list, do you prioritize it or do you just kind of simply say, I'll get to it eventually? And if you are a person that has things in your mind that you want to do, that you always seem to be kind of titter-tatting on the edge of doing it and not doing it. Sometimes you do it, but you're not consistent. This episode is going to be for you because today I'm going to be teaching you how to prioritize your day. And it's going to be a very simple process because my most recent blog, How to Prioritize or the Purposeful Prioritization Process, is going to help you refocus your mind, refocus your day, and then eventually refocus your lifestyle. All right, everyone, if you're new to the channel, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe and to share the video and or audio to help build the podcast, to have a whole bunch of people who are ready and willing to go after their day with everything they have. Because if 10% more of the world decided to take more action in their day, become more prioritized in how they operate, guess what would happen? More abundance, more people living in prosperity. It's going to lead to more goodness. A lot of people think that, oh, if I'm super successful and all these people are super successful, it's going to lead to more greed and more war and more fighting. No, it's not. Most people just have very poor habits when it comes to prioritizing their day. What separates the people who get things done in 24 hours versus the people who don't is how they prioritize their day. Most people prioritize their smartphone. I'm going to go on my smartphone. It feels good. It's very comfortable. I can find things I like to watch. Maybe I need to do this for work, but most of the time it's going to be stopping you. It's going to be a hindrance. We can learn how to prioritize our day. And I do want to harp on the aspect of a to-do list because I talk about it in the blog. In the blog, it says, Elevate Your Day, The Art of Purposeful Prioritization. In the link below or in the description box below, check out the link to look at this blog. I am going to do a brief overview of it right now. But you do want to read this whole entire blog because it is going to be helping you understand what you need to do at each pivotal moment in your day, how to do it. It is simple. Now, we do have to do something. And this is something that I do with all of my clients because it is very powerful. Rephrase things sometimes. For example, I can't do it. Okay, sure. You might not be able to do it right now. You can't do it yet. So that's just a simple explanation. You have a to-do list. Right now, you might have very poor habits when it comes to doing your to-do list. that means you might do it or you might not do it. And if you are a person that just doesn't do your to-do list, or you always forget, or is not in a place that you're always going to look at it, then it's probably not going to be extremely helpful. But now we did something. What we did was we taught the mind that a to-do list is not really necessary, that is not really essential. So that means our to-do list is not a priority, because we have already taught ourselves to do it. I always say that if you give yourself an inch, your mind will go a mile, or your life will go a mile. That means the moment you fraction a habit, or you fraction the concept of building the habits and the disciplines necessary for reaching your goals, that right there is going to create inconsistency later on. Think of it as going to the gym. If you're going to the gym, you might go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? But the next week, you're so busy. Maybe you go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're too busy Thursday and Friday. The week after, you say, well, I didn't go Thursday and Friday, so I'll just, you know, go Monday and Tuesday this week. Now you're going maybe one day, maybe no days now. Do you see how fast that happened? Literally within a month, you were going to the gym 5 days out of the week, and then you failed. But it's okay to fail. It's okay to learn. What you did didn't work. And what we do is we reverse what you have done, so we make it work for you. So instead of going to the gym 5 days out of the week, we go to the gym 1 day out of the week. And what happens is we say, oh, I only have to go to the gym 1 day out of the week. And then what happens is if next week we are going to the gym, for example, let's say we don't make that 1 day, right? I mean, it's hard to make an excuse. I'm sure you're not busy all 7 days. You could have found some time to go 1 day. All right. So I always recommend just give yourself that 1 day. And if you mess up, the disparity or the discrepancy between what you're trying to accomplish and what you have to do that week is only one. Now, one is not a big number. If I tell you to do one push-up, one sit-up, one jumping jack, you'll probably say, cool. If I tell you to do 100, you might say, whoa, Michael, this ain't boot camp. And I'm going to say, yeah, you're right. It's not boot camp. But sometimes our mind needs to be kicked in the butt. It needs to be saying, hey, you need to do this instead of what you're doing. And so what you have to do is you have to rephrase your to-do list. Now, I don't care what you call it, but you need to call it something different. For example, you can call it your purposeful prioritization. You can call it your day crafting list, or you can call it your daily impact list. Those are just some examples. You can give your list whatever name you want. But what I will say is it has to be different than what it was before. If you mess up on your day crafting list, it is not the end of the world. You have not built enough negative behavior for you just to kind of throw it away after one failure. It doesn't work that way. A to-do list, you have been probably using it for many years, most of your life. You probably heard about it. Maybe it works for you. Maybe it doesn't work for you. But the moment you give it a different name, now it's a new thing. Think of it as a major in college. Now it's a new subject. You have to go through 4 years of college, maybe get an associate's, 2 years. Whatever you do, you focus on that is what you're trying to do. So you're trying to daycraft your day. And what is happening in this blog, and then I'm going to be breaking it down in the podcast, is I'm telling you and I'm teaching you how to prioritize your day, how to start to get rid of some of the habits that you have been creating, and then how to focus the mind to prioritize the top priority task. It's going to be focused on how to identify which tasks are priority and which tasks are not. The blog is going to teach you how to do everything else. So in conjunction, you're going to be set up for success. So when we start to prioritize our day, you have to figure out the tasks that are going to be the most benefit to you. For example, let's say you have two jobs. One job pays you $5 an hour and one job pays you $20 an hour. If you had the choice to go into an extra shift at one of your jobs, I'm not sure why you're working for $5 an hour, but if you are, then you have to make a choice, the $5 job or the $20 job. Now, most people, they know math. $20 is more than $5. So they're going to say, well, I'm going to do the $20 job. But this is where the to-do list gets kind of crazy, right? Because we see the $20 job, we know it's a higher priority, We know we're going to get a better return, but most people choose the $5 job. But why? The reason is they're choosing the $5 job because it's easy. The only thing they have to do for the $5 job is to sit there, be on their smartphones, and greet people as they come into the reception area. Okay, cool, right? Easy. But for the $20 job, they have to be on their feet all day. They have to run. They have to do errands. They have phone calls. There's a lot going on. So they have a choice. Do I just take the $5 that's easy, or do I do the $20 that's hard? But yet, both bring some benefit. One brings comfort. One brings prosperity. The $20 job is going to bring more in your life versus what many people do is stay in comfort. The issue with this is we have a mindset that is built on comfort. We have a $5 mindset when in reality, we need to start to focus in how to prioritize our high value tasks versus low value tasks. In the sense of what I just said, high value jobs versus low value jobs. So the low value jobs are going to be your low value tasks. Again, maybe going grocery shopping, maybe walking the dog, maybe cooking. All of those things that I just said can be outsourced. The reason why I said earlier the dogs can, you know, pee in your house and stuff like that is because about urgency. Many people don't apply urgency to something until it's, oh my God, what's about to happen? There's things that you can do that you can delegate certain tasks that you don't have to worry about them. And you can focus on things that only you can do, things that are going to give you the most benefit. So like I said, get the $5 job or get the $20 job. Which one are you going to do? If you're worth $100 an hour, why in the world are you cutting your grass that you can pay someone $30 to do? Because in that hour, you could have made $70 more. People don't think about that. If it takes you, for example, 2 hours to go grocery shopping, that's $200 that you just spent in time that you could have been doing business, calls, whatever, that you spent going to the grocery store. Now, I understand that you can like doing things. For example, I like going to the grocery store. I like hanging out with my family, doing stuff, going to the gym. I just like it. That's me. Now, I don't like cutting the grass. I don't like doing like maintenance work like plumbing and electrical and roofing and stuff. Like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to hire somebody to do it. Number one, because they have the skills, they could do a lot quicker than me. Number two, my time is going to be better served helping other people. I'm doing a high priority task, even though the task that needs to be done, the grass needs to be cut, the dog needs to be walked, the roof needs to be reshingled. All of those are going to be high priority tasks, but high priority tasks that are meant only for you. Anyone else do the job? Yes or no? And if the answer is no, that's a high priority task for you. Most people think, oh, you know, I have to do this and I have to do this. That is called bottlenecking. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a coach, if you're someone who's listened to this and you own a business or you have stuff that you have to do that goes through you before it can go to someone else, it is called bottlenecking. And when you bottleneck, everything stops at you. Everything needs your approval. Everything needs your touch. And it is something that I even had to work on too, because I just love it. I was like, everything I put into this, I need to make sure it's 100%. There are some aspects where I'm just like, c'est la vie, whatever happens, happens. Emails, social media, all of those things are going to be with me and without me. Because you can ask me questions if you're a social media manager, content manager, video manager, community manager, whoever you are working for me, you have a role. And if you need help, I'm there to help you with that role. The issue is if I'm going to be micromanaging now, and everyone loves to micromanage. Oh my God. Oh, well, you know, this person didn't do this. Oh, this person is not doing this. And there's nothing wrong with checks and balances, because you can check a social media post if you're on your phone, if you're doing an email real quick, make sure that the post got scheduled. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, if the post didn't get scheduled, then you know who to email, you know who to contact. Hey, the post didn't get scheduled. What's going on? All right, cool. Don't let it happen again. It could be that simple versus, oh, great. Now I have to stop my day, refocus, and do all the social media stuff. You're doing this and that, and it's just too much. It's almost like saying front seat drivers. You only have one steering wheel, unless you're in one of those student cars that can have multiple steering wheels and brake pedals and stuff. most of the time there's only going to be one driver in the car. But yet we have additional drivers in the back seat, in the front passenger seat. They're saying, oh, watch out, do this. Oh, be careful. Okay, well, if you want to drive so much, you should have let me know. But this is the aspect of where we are. We have the ability to know what we have to do. And yet many people don't do the things that they know they have to do. And so that means the priorities that we give ourselves, and this is the key here. If you give yourself a priority, for example, you want to do some sales meetings, some sales calls, you know that is going to bring about maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue if you just reach out to people. But there's a fear attached to it. I don't want to call these people because they're going to say no to me. Oh, I don't want to reach out to people because, you know, I'll probably be bothering them because every time someone calls me, I get bothered. Okay? You have to prioritize the tasks that are most meaningful to you and that are going to bring the most benefit to you. Joy can be one of them. Money can be one of them. Comfort should not be any of them. Comfort is a dime a dozen. You can find comfort at every single corner, at every second of your day, but you need to run from comfort like it is a bad joke. Because if you are going to always step into comfort, you cannot prioritize your day. And this is where many people struggle. They try to prioritize their day to do all the things that they want to do, but they're faced with a decision. Well, let me do the easy things first. And by the time they're done with all the easy things, number one, decision fatigue is kicking in. And number two, now they're finally getting to the hard stuff. And they're like, I don't know if I want to do that anymore. Yes, I know I need to do it, but now they don't have the willpower. Now they don't have the focus. Now they don't have the drive to do the things that they need to do because they failed to prioritize their day. And so if you want to prioritize your day, you need to do a couple of things. One of the first things you need to do is you need to say, all right, which tasks are going to be my high priority tasks, the tasks that only I can do? Number two, which tasks are going to bring about the most benefit? It could be monetary, it could be spiritual, it could be intrinsic, whatever is going to bring the most value for you. And then you might want to give yourself a third one. Which one is going to be the most desirable for me? Desirable meaning long-term, not short-term. Because I can tell you how many people go on their smartphones, they do all these little things, but yet something happens. They don't necessarily feel good at the end of it because it wasn't something they desired. In a sense, the things that are on our list of priority should be something that we aspire to have in our life. Now, if maybe you have a dream of owning a big house, that could be a good dream. Maybe you have a dream of having a lot of cars. Okay. Maybe that could be a good dream. Maybe you have a dream about having a family. Okay. That could be another good dream. Maybe there's an aspect of someone else's dream that you might not vibe with. For example, cars. Cars and me, they're just A to B tools. I don't need a fast car. I don't need like the latest and greatest Bugattis and the Maseratis and the Porsches. I just need my regular, typical A to B car. A car is a car to me. I don't need it to showboat. I don't like to be glamorized. You won't see me wearing jewelry and glamour and grilled out teeth and gold and earrings and stuff because that's just not me. I like to be just a regular person. I allow my success to speak silently because at the end of the day, I know I'm good. If you are a person that needs to wear their wealth on their neck, sit in their wealth in a car, then those desires right there might be able to fuel you for a little bit, but they're not going to be able to sustain you long term. And those desires that you have today might not be the desires that you have tomorrow. Which ones are for you? Which ones are not for you? You do have to figure that out. You might look at someone else's desires of maybe having a fast car or something along those lines. And you're like, well, they have fast cars and I should have fast cars too. You're giving yourself someone else's priority instead of your priority. So your desire has to be for you. It cannot be someone else's priority. Because maybe, again, their desire is that, those accolades. That could be a great motivational tool for them to do the things that they need to do. Because maybe they don't want to do it, but yet they do it to get to the things that they want. Just because they want those things, it doesn't mean you have to want those things. Because here in America, especially here in the West, we have been told the American dream, I'm sure you're familiar with it. You need a house, you need a car, you need some family, some kids, and some pets. You need your 9-to-5 job, you need your college degree, and those things are magically going to make you happy. But yet, most people who finally reach those and attain those things, they realize that happiness wasn't there. Happiness is going to be in us prioritizing the things that we want to do, not the things that we were told to do. And I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm telling you to prioritize your day for the $20 job instead of the $5 job. I'm telling you to prioritize the tasks that are good to bring about abundance in your life instead of the menial tasks of sitting on the sofa and playing on your smartphone. I understand it's easy. I understand it's addictive. I understand we have TikTok brains, but there is an easy way to get away from technology. Just don't use it. Now, I understand you need technology to listen to the podcast, whether it be from YouTube, one of our podcast stations, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, we're everywhere. This right here can be a moment where you say, this is going to be my guiding light. This is going to be my guidepost where I get the information that I need. Think of it as reading a book. You can read hundreds of books a year, but yet you can stay in the same exact place mentally and physically with all the knowledge that you have. Just because you have it, it doesn't mean that now that you have this knowledge, you're going to be able to apply it. If you can't apply the knowledge that you're getting, we have some problems. We have some issues. And this is why this blog here, how to prioritize your day, giving yourself new habits and getting away from the traditional to-do list is going to be exactly what you need to be looking at. So again, the link is going to be in the description box below. You do want to read this because it is going to be helping you understand a deeper understanding of your to-do list, how to set up your priorities, and then to navigate through the things that are going to be helping you out get them. Of course, if you need any help, we are here to help you. Just go over and contact us, or you can sign up for some coaching or a consultation, and we'll be more than happy to help you on that journey to elevate your day and then to learn how to prioritize your tasks in a meaningful way. So all in all, you need to figure out how to prioritize your day. If you are a person that just is not able to do the tasks, if you're a person that just kind of puts off the important things for the less important things, if you do the hard things last and the easy things first, you might be a person that needs to learn how to prioritize your day. There is a reason why you're in a position that you might not love. And if you are in a position that you love, there is a reason why you got there. And how you got there is literally you prioritize what is going to bring about the most prosperity and abundance in your life. If you are struggling with this concept and this aspect, how to prioritize your day, it's literally doing the tasks that are going to bring about a good life for you. What tasks bring a good life for you is going to be individualized for every single person. Now, when I speak with people, we figure out what those tasks are, and then we say, this is the order that we have to do. That was one of the tips I gave in the blog. I don't want to give too much away because I want everyone to read it so they can finally make their day crafting list, their priority list. They can make their purposeful prioritization list. They can make their impact list, whatever you want to call it. This is going to be a list that is going to be organized from what you need to do, from the things that you don't really need to do. And the things that you don't need to do, you can delegate them. You can do them later. It is insignificant if they get done or if they don't get done. Now, I know you need to eat. I know you need to sleep. I know you need to do things. But the more money you make, the more you can delegate. So I would rather you have a lifestyle that can be sustained by you doing only the important things in your life versus the mundane and the mediocre things that don't necessarily need your touch. Because at the end of the day, if something needs your touch, it's going to be amazing if you do it. But most people are too afraid to do the things that they have to do because they would rather do the things that anyone else can do. And they say that if you want to have the life that nobody has, you have to do what everyone else is not doing. So that can be a bit confusing, I know, because you can't live the life that everyone else is living. Because if you do live that life, you're going to be in that, bottom 80% of people. You can live that life. That can be a life for you. That can be what your dream is. That can be what success is for you. But most people have higher aspirations. Most people, they want to dream big, they want to aim big, and they want to do big things. But in order to do that, you have to prioritize your day. My name is Michael Reardon. I'm a mindset coach. If you have any questions, email me coachinginsession@gmail.com. And I'll see everyone on the next episode of Coaching in Session. Until then, everyone take care.